Support for Living on Earth comes from listeners like you. To make a donation, please use the link to the left of this webpage. And thanks.
Renewable energy is hot. The market for solar and wind power has soared in recent years with record-breaking growth. But people in the renewable energy business warn that the industry could come to a screeching halt if Congress doesn't renew renewable energy tax credits. So far, lawmakers have come up short. Living on Earth's Jeff Young tells us why and what's at stake.
Look at the solar industry's phenomenal 45% growth last year, and you'd think this is its moment in the sun. But Solar Energy Industries Association President Roan Resch says the outlook for next year is cloudy.
We've already started to see significant sales drop off for the photovoltaic industry, and in fact, we see no new concentrating solar power projects going forward. So we run a risk of very quickly going from an economic engine in this country to being another industry on the unemployment line here in the U.S.
Resch says project developers are nervous because they still don't know if Congress will extend a critical investment tax credit for solar power, which expires at the end of the year. It's the same story with wind power. The wind industry just had a record-breaking first quarter, installing enough turbines to power some 400,000 homes. But with the production tax credit for wind power up in the air, the mood among wind energy companies is, in a word,
desperate.
That's Greg Whetstone with the American Wind Energy Association. He says bills to extend the renewable energy tax credit have now failed four times in less than a year.
I think you see an industry that is really mystified, and you know they look to us here at the American Wind Energy Association and say, you know, what's going on? Why can't we get Congress to do this? I thought this was popular. We have broad support. And it's a very frustrating situation right now.
Renewable energy does enjoy broad support, but a conflict over tax policy mixed with election year politics makes it tough for Congress to reach agreement. Congressional Democrats are sensitive to charges that they spend too much, so they want to pay for the tax credits. Montana Senator Max Baucus and New York's Charles Schumer say that means ending some tax benefits that other businesses enjoy.
And we don't want to have to borrow the money to do this. Rather, we think we should be self-disciplined, that is the right way for us to begin. Republicans say no.
And make no mistake about it, who's the party of fiscal responsibility?
Republican Senate leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky objected to Democratic proposals to pay for clean energy credits by either ending subsidies to oil companies or closing a tax loophole for hedge fund managers.
We don't believe philosophically that in order to extend existing tax policy, you should use that as an excuse to raise taxes on others.
On top of that, the solar industry's Roan Resch detects some good old partisan wrangling. As the election draws near, neither side wants to let the other claim credit on clean energy.
Because we're a popular issue, we do get held hostage to partisan politics, which is certainly something that happens during an election year. And so both parties are looking at renewable energy in general as a political football that they can use to their advantage in the fall elections. Unfortunately, hundreds of thousands of jobs are at stake.
Resch fears if the partisan showdown continues, Congress might not act until after the November election. By then, the wind industry's Greg Whetstone says a lot of the damage will already be done by disrupting investment and project planning.
If it doesn't happen by August, we have some really serious negative impacts on our ability to continue to grow this industry. There's no question.
Congressional leaders say they'll try again to extend the tax credits later this month. An economic analysis commissioned by the renewable energy industry claims 116,000 new jobs hang in the balance. For Living on Earth, I'm Jeff Young in Washington.
Coming up, fighting global warming with a ba-ba here and an oink-oink there. That's just ahead on Living on Earth.